It's Sunday, the 20th of November. My name is Juan Brown. You're watching the Blanco Lirio channel. And on Friday, 18 November, a serious communication breakdown between Crash Fire and Rescue and the controllers of the Lima, Peru airport caused a runway incursion where two fire trucks pulled right out onto an active runway and were struck by a LATAM Airlines Airbus A320neo aircraft while on its departure roll. Let's check it out. As an airline pilot, I can tell you that one of the most frightening possibilities on takeoff is a runway incursion as we're taking off somewhere between 80 knots and takeoff speed. Why? Because like a freight train, we simply cannot get the aircraft stopped in time to avoid a collision. By definition, V1 takeoff speed is that speed which is the maximum speed that which you can get the aircraft stopped in the remaining amount of runway. In other words, if we reject a takeoff at V1 or our takeoff speed, we will require all of the runway in order to bring the aircraft to a stop. If somebody pulls out in front of us, we simply cannot get the aircraft stopped in time to avoid a collision. First, let's start with the Simon Radecki's Aviation Herald. A LATAM Chile Airbus A320-200N, that's a brand new airplane, registered Charlie Bravo, Hotel Bravo, performing flight as LATAM Airlines Flight 2213 from Lima to Juliaca, Peru, with 102 passengers and 6 crew, was accelerating for takeoff from Lima's runway 16 at about 15:11 local time when multiple fire trucks with flashing lights and sirens sounding crossed the runway in front of the accelerating aircraft. The crew rejected the takeoff at high speed at about 125 knots over the ground, or ground speed, but was not able to avoid contact with fire truck number 3, although the truck tried to turn around, turning right into the direction of the aircraft. The right main gear collapsed, causing the aircraft to veer right towards the right-hand runway edge, coming to a stop partially off the runway about 2,500 meters or 8,300 feet down the runway. This runway is a little over 10,000 feet long. A fire erupted around the right-hand engine. All occupants were able to evacuate the aircraft. Four passengers, this is an update, four passengers received serious injuries and 36 passengers received minor injuries. The aircraft sustained substantial damage. The fire truck was destroyed. Two firefighters on board the truck involved in the collision did not survive. A third firefighter on the truck involved received serious injuries. Now here's the important part according to this report. According to recordings, the fire trucks entered the runway without clearance. The fire trucks had been responding to another aircraft that had suffered mechanical problems. An ATC report states in writing that the rescue vehicle entered runway 16 from the west at the height of taxiway Bravo without authorization and collided with the flight LA-2213. Emergency procedures were invoked and rescue vehicles cleared onto the runway to deal with the accident. The runway was NOTAM closed. The airport at Lima is under construction to add a whole nother runway to the airport complex. This accident occurred on runway 16, located right here. Taxiway Bravo is this high-speed turnoff located right here. And you can see that also on the Jepson plate on your left. Now this Google Earth image may be a little bit dated, but it looks like they're constructing a new tower right here, and I believe this is going to be the location of the fire station, and I believe this is where these fire trucks responded from, and it makes sense to you normally put the fire station right in the middle of the airport so you can respond evenly to either end of the airport. But it looks like in the videos, these fire trucks responded out of here, turned left, proceeded this direction towards runway 16, and then proceeded directly right onto runway 16 from the west in front of the Airbus. And the collision occurred somewhere right here near taxiway Bravo. The aircraft came to a final stop, miraculously keeping it on the runway, and he ended up full stopping somewhere way down here, some 8,000 plus feet down the runway, where the entire runway length is 11,500 feet. Rescue 3 and Rescue 1 were the two trucks involved in the collision, and here they are responding from the west, heading towards runway 16. Under no circumstances can any vehicle or aircraft enter an active runway without a clearance from either the ground controller or the tower controller. Here we see the fire trucks entering the active runway, apparently without a clearance. Realizing the aircraft is coming, they swerve. 1 and 2, it looks like both fire trucks were hit by the aircraft, taking out the right engine and the right main landing gear. Miraculously, the crew was able to keep the aircraft on the runway, apparently with nose wheel steering. Here we see the thrust reverser out on the number one engine, and bring the aircraft to a stop some 8,000 feet down the runway with a fire ensuing. Now they've got an emergency egress going. It looks like out the one left and one right doors, and it looks like they're also egressing people out the right side of the aircraft, which was where the majority of the fire was. But the remaining emergency responders were able to get on this aircraft quick enough and get that fire out. Regarding that right engine functioned just as designed. Remember, these jet engines on these aircraft are held on by basically three pins or three mounting points, and they are designed to shear. Just for an example, in a situation like this, so that the engines shear off of the wing of the aircraft before they cause structural damage to the wing itself and thus rupture the fuel tanks. So the engine was sheared off of the aircraft, and unfortunately the right main gear was sheared off as well, greatly hampering their efforts to get this aircraft stopped. Here on Flight Radar 24, we can see the aircraft accelerates up to 126 knots at the point of the collision, and then begins slowing down rapidly. And it looks like that collision occurs right there near taxiway Bravo, when they begin to decelerate the aircraft. And these sort of runway incursions, as you can see in the video, just develop in seconds with little or no time for anybody to react, anybody to get on the radio and direct anybody off of the runway. And in fact, this happened so quickly, I suspect the crew never saw the fire trucks coming. The force of this accident was extremely violent for the passengers, as this passenger relates that he hit the ceiling when the impact occurred. Now, I don't know how tight he had a seatbelt on at the time, but that's a pretty hard hit. Now, our friend Victor over here at VAS Aviation captured some of the audio. However, the audio that he captured was from after the accident. We don't yet have the critical audio before the accident. And I want to say a couple things about the ICAO language standards when flying overseas. So that was after the accident. The question I get a lot is, isn't English the ICAO standard for language used in aviation around the world? Well, yes, but local airports will continue to use their local language when dealing with locals coming in and out of their airport. Where this can cause confusion, if you are an English-only speaking crew, you may have a split in the languages. In other words, you may be operating using the English language coming into Lima, but the Lima controllers may be talking to the rescue firefighters in Spanish or other aircraft in Spanish. So that limits your ability, if you are an English-only speaking operator, to get the full situational awareness of what's going on around you when they're splitting up the language like this. But no, they are not required to speak English all the time. They have to have the capability to be able to speak English to the English-speaking crews. So massive communications failure on behalf of the initial responders, but great job by the air crew getting the aircraft stopped safely on the remaining amount of runway, and good job by the remaining ARF crews for getting this fire out and getting these people safely off the aircraft during their emergency evacuation. Thanks so much for your support of this channel, especially the folks over on Patreon that make this content possible. See you here. And I would like to remind you to go ahead and subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. This channel gets 1 to 2 million views per month, but only has 330,000 subscribers. Fully 75% of the people that watch this channel are not subscribed. By subscribing to the channel, it doesn't cost you anything. It helps promote the algorithms to get this information out there. Thank you for your support. See you here.